Now, it's live UWA Tiger play-by-play on your flagship station for University of West Alabama Tiger Athletics, Sly 1049 and the Sly 1049 app.
Good evening, Tiger fans, and welcome to the Pete Hanna Center here in Birmingham, Alabama, for this Gulf South Conference semifinal game between the Alabama Huntsville Chargers and your 2022 GSC regular season champions, the West Alabama Tigers. This is the second time that these two teams have met each other this year. The winner of this game will get the opportunity to play tomorrow in the GSC Tournament Championship game, which begins at 3 p.m. against the winner of Lee and Union, and they play in the nightcap tonight at about 7:15 after the conclusion of our game here. And I am Mark Gillum, and I'll be bringing you play-by-play for the entire game tonight, as well as the game tomorrow if the West Alabama Tigers can make it. Mr. Wayne Grant's back at the studio for us, back in Sumter County for us, helping us get this show rolling. And so, again, it's West Alabama against Alabama Huntsville. We've got a good crowd here at the Pete on the campus of Sanford. Lots of Tiger fans have made the trip from Livingston. Tiger fans in Birmingham have made the trip here to come watch the Tigers. And there's also a good crowd of Alabama Huntsville people here, all in their blue with Chargers on it. So we are sure to have a fun game tonight. This is the second time that these two teams met. The last time that these two teams met was in Livingston, and it was on February 16th, a Wednesday night. The Tigers got the win 69-68. Alabama Huntsville missed two shots in the final 5 seconds to try and win the game, and they did not, so the Tigers came out on top with that win. We're still waiting for the starting lineups, and we actually have the starting lineups now. And for West Alabama, it's going to be number 0, Shadarian Allen, getting the start for the Tigers. And it'll be number 1, C.J. Melton, getting the start for West Alabama, as well as number 2, Justin Allison, number 4, Robert Davis, and number 5, Tay Smith, getting the start for West Alabama tonight. So that'll be the Tiger 5 in the game tonight. We've got about 7.5 minutes to go. And for Alabama Huntsville, your starting lineup for them. Let me get situated here. Will consist of number 11, Jack Costell. He's a guard, 6'2" freshman from Dacula, Georgia. And number 3, Luke Burnett. Burnett is a 6'5" guard, junior from Knoxville, Tennessee. And number 31, Chaney Johnson. Johnson is a 6'7" freshman guard from Alabaster, Alabama. So right up the road here. And number 33, Max Schulman, gets the start. He's a 6'5" guard, freshman from Chattanooga, Tennessee. And number 4, C.J. Williamson, gets the start. 6'2" freshman. He's a guard from Gunnersville, Alabama. So 4 freshmen in the starting lineup for Alabama Huntsville. This is a team that has made the final, not the final, but the last 3 consecutive Gulf South Conference Tournament Championship games. They've won one of those 2, or one of those 3, I should say. They won it the year that they won it in 2020 against Valdosta State, 91-82, and that was the same year that COVID, shortly after the conclusion of the tournament here, ended the season, so they did not get to compete in the NCAA tournament that year. Last year they lost. However, they did make the South Region Championship game before getting beat. So we're sure to have a fun one tonight here at the Pete. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we will get you set for tip-off. You're listening to West Alabama Men's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Lee Allen and Callan Combs for Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Meridian.
Bob, you have so many trucks in stock.
That's right, Callan. Fords, Chevrolets, GMC, Dodge, Toyota, Nissan. We've got just what you want in a truck.
Red, white, blue, gas, or diesel. Pop, you've got more trucks than anyone I know.
That's right, Callan. Come see us today at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Welcome back to the Pete Hanna Center here on the campus of Samford in Birmingham, Alabama, really Homewood, Alabama. We get you set for tip-off here at the Pete. Alabama Huntsville is going to be in their road blue jerseys. Looks like they'll have the Charger on the shorts, and they've taken the floor. We've got 3.5 minutes until tip-off, and West Alabama is yet to take the floor. Looks like they will take the floor here momentarily as our officials walk to center court. This is sure to be a fun one. Again, the winner of this game will get the opportunity to compete in the Gulf South Conference Tournament Championship game tomorrow against the winner of Lee and Union, and those two teams play tonight after this game. We're broadcasting this game on Sly 104.9 and on the Sly 104.9 app. Tiger fans can also watch the game on Flow Sports if you'd want to do that, and you can cut the audio on for Sly and sync it up with Flow Sports if you prefer to do that. And so we've now got 2.5 minutes until tip-off, and we're going to take a quick look at what the South Region standings are coming into today's game as West Alabama takes the floor. The Tiger band here, Tiger cheerleaders are here. And we've got a good student crowd here, good community crowd from Livingston and from Birmingham. And so the rankings as of games played through last February 27th are number 1, Nova Southeastern, number 2, Embry-Riddle, number 3, Miles, number 4, Barry, number 5, Union, number 6, West Alabama, number 7, Florida Southern, number 8, Tampa, number 9, Morehouse, and number 10, Lee. And again, the winner of the Gulf South Conference tournament will get a automatic bid to the tournament. And some notes from the South region that I made up. Nova Southeastern and number 4 Barry will play for the Sunshine State Conference title game. That game will be played today. And yesterday, number 3 Miles lost to Benedict College. So in the SIAC Conference, which is in our South region, you have a potential bid stealer with If Miles stays in the bracket, which I believe they will because they've got a very good record and a very good team, they'll stay in the tournament more than likely. And the SIAC tournament title game is being played Savannah State versus Benedict. And so the winner of that game will get the automatic bid and be able to play in the NCAA South region. And then also tonight, you've got number 5 Union taking on number 10 Lee in the semifinal nightcap. And number 2 Embry-Riddle has lost 3 of its last 4 games. And Tampa has also lost 5 of its last 8 games, and they sit at number 8. And the top 8 teams from each region make the bracket, make the tournament. As West Alabama, Alabama Huntsville both walk back to their respective benches. And we've got a very, very energetic crowd here at the Pete Hanna Center. This is March basketball at its finest, I believe, with the West Alabama faithful already getting loud here as we prepare for tip-off here in the Gulf South Conference semifinals. We're going to take another short break, and when we come back, we will bring you tip-off from the Pete Hanna Center. You're listening to UWA Men's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time, remembering if it's your day to bring snacks, making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
Welcome back to the Pete Hanna Center here at the Gulf South Conference Semifinals here in Homewood, Alabama. As they are announcing the starting lineups for both teams, we'll go back through them one last time. For Alabama Huntsville, it'll be at guard number 3, the 6'5" junior from Knoxville, Tennessee, Luke Burnett. And at guard number 4, C.J. Williamson, the 6'2" freshman from Gunnersville, Alabama. And also at guard number 11, the 6'2" freshman from Dacula, Georgia, Jack Costell. And number 31 at guard, the 6'7" freshman from Alabaster, Alabama, Chaney Johnson. And also at guard, a 6'5" freshman from Chattanooga, Tennessee, number 33, Max Schulman. And that is Alabama Huntsville starting lineup. And for West Alabama, the starting lineup consists of number 0, Shadarian Allen. Shadarian, 6'4" junior, forward from Bolton, Mississippi. Number 1, C.J. Melton. Melton, a 6'4" sophomore guard from Hoover, Alabama. And number 2, Justin Allison. Allison is a 6' junior guard from Pelham, Alabama. And number 4, Robert Davis, the 6'2" senior guard from Clinton, Mississippi. And then number 5, Tate Smith, the 6'4" junior forward from Montevallo, Alabama. He played college ball at Enterprise State Community College before transferring here to West Alabama. As the players are being announced, they are alternating Alabama Huntsville and West Alabama starting lineups. Alabama Huntsville again in their road blue jerseys with white numbers, white letters. Alabama Huntsville in cursive letters across the top, the number below it, and the number on the back with the Charger logo on the shorts. West Alabama in their home white jerseys because they are the number 1 seed in the tournament. Gulf South Conference regular season champions in their home white jerseys with red numbers, red letters, with the Tiger logo on the front. The coaches, Nick Woodruff, GSC Coach of the Year, and Coach John Schulman meet at half court, shake their hands. Coach Woodruff, again, GSC Coach of the Year. He's in his second season as the head coach here. He's been a former assistant under former head coach Alan Sharp for West Alabama. And for Alabama Huntsville, John Schulman is the head coach. In his third season, he is the former head coach of UT Chattanooga. And that was from 2004 to 2013. And he guided the Mocs to 2 NCAA tournament appearances in Chattanooga. And so now the players set up in midcourt on the Bulldog logo here at Sanford. C.J. Melton jumping for West Alabama. And for Alabama Huntsville, it'll be Chaney Johnson. Head official brings the ball to center court. And the ball's in the air. Tip-off is won and controlled by West Alabama. Robert Davis has it and gives it to Justin Allison. Allison being double-teamed, back to Davis. Davis crosses the court. Tay Smith. Smith being double-teamed. Got to get rid of it. Stolen by Alabama Huntsville. As Williamson lays it in for two, and Stanford is now off to a quick 2-0 start to start the game. Justin Allison's got it. Back to Robert Davis. Alabama Huntsville looks like they want to get up and down, being full court pressing the Tigers. Allison crosses midcourt, and now a blocking foul is called. That'll be on number 33, Max Schulman. That'll be his first foul of the game. And they get a blocking foul on Schulman. So, C.J. Melton will inbound it, gives it to Justin Allison. And he's being picked up at half court to Davis. Davis back to Allison. Crosses midcourt. Allison to the corner. Tay Smith. Smith to Davis. Davis fakes the pass. Gives it to Allison. Allison top of the arc. Calling out the Tiger play. Dribbles it right side on the right wing. Left side to Melton. Melton left wing to Tay Smith in the corner. Smith dribbles it. Stops to Melton. Melton. The top of the arc three. No good. Rebound goes to Alabama Huntsville. Going the other way is Williamson. Williamson gives it to Johnson. Johnson, right short corner, up top pass, goes to Schulman. He drives in, his floater's up, no good. Rebound goes to Robert Davis. Davis going the other way with it now. Crossing midcourt, gives it to Tay Smith. Smith spins around, drives in, lost it. Picked up by Alabama Huntsville, going the other way now. Is Costell, kicks it, left wing three, ball is up by Burnett, and he buries it in the face of Justin Allison. Makes the score 5-0 with 18:38 to go here in the first half. Davis gets it to Shadarian Allen. Allen, top of the key, right side, Smith, the three in the corner, and he knocks that one down, and the Tigers are right back in this. 5-3 score, UAH leads it. UAH going the other way now. Is Schulman. Schulman, top of the key pass, goes to Williamson. Right wing now, Costell's got it. Top of the arc to Schulman. Left side pass to Williamson. To the corner. Johnson's got it. He puts up a three. No good. Rebound controlled by... goes out of bounds. And they'll say off with the hands of Alabama Huntsville. So it'll be West Alabama ball. And it looks like Alabama Huntsville is going to stick with the press. Gives it to Davis. They did a little bit of it back at Pruitt Hall, but the Tigers were able to handle it beautifully as Davis has it. Being double-teamed to Allison, left wing. Allison to Melton. Melton back to Allison, left wing. Allison looking. Right side to Davis. Davis to the corner, Smith. Smith in the corner. Bounce pass to Allen. Back to Smith, to Davis, to Allison, left wing. Begins to dribble, driving in. The floater's up. The floater's no good. Rebound goes to Allen. He puts it back up, and it's good. 5-5 ball game, 17:37 to go. Going the other way now is Costell. He gives it to Schulman. Schulman to Williamson. Williamson, the handoff to Burnett. History is no good. Ball goes out of bounds. And they'll say UAH basketball. I kind of agree with that. As they show the replay of Allen's rebound and layup on the Jumbotron here. As UAH Johnson has it, gives it to Williamson. Williamson, right side to Schulman. Schulman, left wing, three is up. By Costell, no good. Rebound goes to UAH. Costell's got it left wing. He stops to Schulman. Schulman drives in right side. The layup is up and good and puts UAH up two again. That'll end the Tiger 5-0 run. Allison being double teamed to Davis. Davis to Allen. Allen crosses midcourt to CJ Melton, left corner, drives in, kicks it outside to Smith. The three, it's up. And no good. Ball goes into the hands of Schulman. Schulman gives it to Costell. He crosses midcourt on the right wing. Costell, right side pass. Goes to Johnson. Johnson up top to Williamson. The three, it's up. No good. Rebound, Shadarian Allen. Allen walking the ball up the court for West Alabama. Top of the arc. Hands it off to Melton. Melton to Allison. To Smith in the corner. Smith to Allen. Allen being double-teamed. Got to get rid of it. He's looking. He's looking. And now a foul is called on Alabama Huntsville. I believe they get it. They get that one on Chaney Johnson. So we will take that. As that is Alabama Huntsville's second team foul. The inbound is going to be stolen by Costell. Costell going the other way. Top of the arc. Dribbles it left side. The handoff to Schulman. Schulman. dribbles it back to Costell, left corner. To pass to Williamson, left short corner. Goes to work against Davis. He stops. The floater, it's up. No good. Rebound, Justin Allison. Allison going the other way, crossing midcourt, right wing. He stops. Calls out the Tiger play. Left wing pass goes to Tay Smith. Smith, left wing, dribbles it. Top of the key, right side to Davis. Davis on the right wing. 12 on the shot clock. Davis drives in, kicks it outside. Smith, left wing three, it's up. No good. Rebound, Melton. Melton, the putback, it's up and good. Tie ball game at 7 apiece with 15:31 to go. Costell crossing midcourt, gives it to Shulman. Shulman, top of the arc. Pass goes to Williamson. He drives in. His layup is off the glass and in to make it 9-7 UAH. Robert Davis gets it right side to Allison. Allison back to Davis. Davis crosses midcourt on the left wing to Allen. Allen left wing back to Davis. Davis to Allison right wing. Allison to Melton. Melton in the corner. Dribbles it to Davis. Davis to Smith. Shot clock at 10. Smith. Dribbles it left wing to Allen. Allen pivots the three. It's up. No good. Rebound goes to Shulman. Shulman gets it ahead of Costell. Costell on the right wing. Drives in. Stops. Kicks it outside. The three by Johnson. No good. Rebound Justin Allison. Tigers are trying to run with it. Allison driving in left side. The layup. It's up. And it's good. And he's fouled. And so that'll bring us to our first media timeout, and we are tied up at 9 apiece. When we come back, Justin Allison will be at the Charity Stripe shooting one. You're listening to UWA Men's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online. Studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Welcome back here to the Pete Hanna Center here on the campus of Samford in Birmingham, Alabama, in this Gulf South Conference semifinal basketball game. Right now we're tied up at 9 apiece. We've got 14:41 to go in the first half. Tigers looking like they're going to make some substitutions. And we'll see who they go with. Looks like Calvin Finch and Kevin Hill are both checking into the game. Not sure who they're getting. Looks like they might be getting... Well, we'll hold that thought until they walk back to the court. Media timeouts tonight are 30 seconds longer due to the game being on Flow Sports. And so on the court for West Alabama, Calvin Finch, Robert Davis, Kevin Hill, Justin Allison, and C.J. Melton. On the court for Alabama Huntsville... is Sutton Smith, Luke Burnett. As Allison misses the free throw, rebound goes to Cheney Johnson. Johnson gets it ahead to Sutton Smith. He gives it left side to Costell, right side to Shulman, to Johnson. Johnson looking, gets it up top, left side. Back goes to Smith. Smith, top of the arc, dribbles it to Shulman. Shulman, back to Smith. Smith. Left side, inside pass goes to Johnson. Drives in right side, spins around. Working against Melton, the layup, no good, and a foul. Late foul is called. Mercy, that was a late foul. And they get C.J. Melton with the foul. So, Cheney Johnson will be at the charity stripe shooting two. And Johnson in that game. C.J. Williamson had 31 points. Johnson had 13 against West Georgia in their quarterfinal game as he makes the first free throw, sets in for the second one. It's up, and it's no good. Rebound C.J. Melton. Melton gives it to Allison. Allison to Davis. Davis crossing midcourt. Not much full court pressure now. Allison top of the arc. Right side to Melton. Melton on the right wing. Dribbles it. Top of the arc now. Stops to Allison. Allison left wing driving in the paint. Stops. Right side Davis. The three. It's up. No good. Rebound controlled by Kevin Hill to Allison. Allison top of the arc. Puts up a long three and he knocks it in. Big time shot, Justin Allison. Tigers lead by two. Going the other way now is Smith. Sutton Smith on the right wing. Top of the key, stops. Right side to Shulman. Shulman on the right wing. The pass to Johnson. Johnson right short corner working against C.J. Melton. Driving in. Offensive charge is going to be called on Johnson. And that is going to be his second personal foul of the basketball game. So we'll see what they do with him if they sub him out. And I tell you what they are. And checking into the game now is number 21, Dalton Dodd out of Alexandria, Alabama. Allison working against Smith. Top of the key, right side to Kevin Hill. Hill to Davis. Davis, right wing, dribbles it. Driving in the paint, spins around. The layup, my goodness. No call was made. Luke Burnett, the rebound. Going the other way now, Smith. Smith, left wing, he's got it. Top of the key, working against Kevin Hill. Entry pass goes to Daniel Saylor. Saylor, left block, working with Calvin Finch. The kick-out pass. And I tell you what, he definitely kicked that pass out, and it went to the Tiger bench. Jake Joblin, assistant coach, almost caught it. So it'll be West Alabama basketball. And so C.J. Melton will trigger it in for West Alabama. And he gives it to Justin Allison. Allison to Melton. Melton walking the ball up the court. On the left wing to Hill. Kevin Hill's got it left wing. Up top to Allison. Allison, right side to Allen. Allen pivots. Pivots again. Drives in. Steps back. Jump shot's up. No good. Rebound control to Max Shulman. Shulman gets it to Smith. Smith going the other way with it. Left side to Shulman. Shulman left wing to Williamson. He drives in. The layup is blocked by Allison. Picked up by Melton. Melton on the right wing now. To the left wing, Kevin Hill. He's got it. Hill up top to Allison. Allison working against Smith. Allison dribbles it right side. The handoff to Allen. Allen to Finch. Finch to Melton. Melton left wing. Up top to Kevin Hill. Hill right side to Allison. Shot clock at 7. Allison puts up a 3 and he knocks that one down. And he is red hot right now. Tigers lead by 5, 15-10 with 12:02 remaining. Burnett up top to Williamson. Williamson, left side to Burnett. Burnett on the block. The pass goes to Williamson. Kicks it outside. Smith the 3, and he responds to Justin Allison with the 3 to make it 15-13. Tigers still lead by 2, and we've got 11:44 to go. Next dead ball will be the media timeout. Melton on the right wing. Dribbles it in the corner now. Up top to Allison. Allison to Allen. Allen dribbles it. The handoff to Kevin Hill. Hill to Allison. Allison top of the arc. Right side to Melton. Melton to Allen. Shot clock at 6. Allen lost it and dives for it. Gives it to Allison at 4. At 3. Driving in to the corner. Kevin Hill puts up a 3. No good. Rebound controlled. Goes out of bounds. And they'll say Alabama Huntsville basketball. And that brings us to a media timeout. So we will take a short break. As West Alabama leads Alabama Huntsville here in the Gulf South Conference semifinal basketball game from the Pete Hanna Center. You're listening to UWA Men's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
Trucks. Lee Allen and Callan Combs for Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Meridian.
Pop-up, you have so many trucks in stock.
That's right, Callan. Fords, Chevrolets, GMC, Dodge, Toyota, Nissan, we've got just what you want in a truck.
Red, white, blue, gas, or diesel. Pop, Pop, you've got more trucks than anyone I know.
That's right, Callan. Come see us today at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
Welcome back here to the Pete Hanna Center on the campus of Sanford here in Birmingham, Alabama. Something you love to see is a big crowd here at a neutral site conference tournament game in West Alabama. The Tiger fans have brought it today with the band here, the cheerleaders are here, and a good bit of students here, and a lot of people from the community of Livingston are here supporting the Tigers today. Shulman has it. Gives it to the paint to Williamson. Williamson driving in left side. The layup is up. Blocked by Calvin Finch. And Finch gets his own rebound to Allen. Crossing midcourt. Left wing. Gets it to Kevin Hill. Cross court pass to Allison. Right wing. Allison thought about a three. Didn't take it. Left wing to Kevin Hill to Allen. Allen back to Hill. Hill to Allison. Puts up a three. Top of the key. Knocks that one down. Justin Allison is red. Smoking hot right now. Alabama Huntsville's got it going the other way. Costell check back into the game, crossing midcourt, top of the key, driving in left side, the pass, the kick outside to Shulman, top of the key pass, now goes to Dodd, Dodd to Costell, Costell left wing, he's got it left wing, driving in, the foot pass to Williamson, top of the key, shot clock at 13, driving in to the corner, the pass goes to Leslie, puts up a three, no good, rebound Calvin Finch, Tigers lead it, 18-13 with 10-10 to go. This is the kind of pace that West Alabama wants to play here against Alabama Huntsville. Taking a long time on their possessions and making Alabama Huntsville take all their time on their possessions and keeping the score pretty low. Allen on the block. Kicks it outside. Kevin Hill to Melton. Melton in the corner. Dribbles it. Left wing now to Allison. Allison top of the arc. Shoot it. Driving in right side. He didn't shoot it. He's driving in. Kicks it outside. Allen and an offensive charge is called on Justin Allison. Allison questioning the other call that was done on the other end. And I gotta say, I agree. Because that's the thing about the offensive charge and the defensive block call. They're so similar. And not many people really know what the official ruling is. Shulman. Entry pass to Williamson on the block. The layup. No good. Gets the double rebound. Blocked by Shadarian Allen. Mercy. Shadarian Allen just blocked that and put a dent on the Sanford court here. So Shadarian Allen might have to apologize to Sanford Athletics after that block. UAH going to inbound it. Shulman to the corner. Right side up top to Williamson. Williamson left side to Costell on the left wing. Costell dribbles it top of the key. Dribbles it left wing. The entry pass goes to Dodd. Dodd on the block. Goes to work against Melton. Six at five. Stolen by Calvin Finch. Finch to Allison. Allison going the other way now. Crossing midcourt. On the left side, Tigers slowing this game down. Allison puts up a three, no good. Heat check, and now a foul is going to be called on Leslie. Leslie gave a little push, it looked like, on C.J. Melton. It'll be his first of the game. Robert Davis checking back in for C.J. Melton. Looking at that replay, you can definitely clearly tell that that's what Leslie did. Picking up the foul, Leslie. Transfer from Southern Miss. Shadarian Allen's got it right block. Driving in. The jump shot's up. No good. Rebound controlled by Shulman. Shulman gets it right side to Costell, and he's going the other way. Costell on the right wing. Kicks it out left side. Dodd driving in. And now a block is called as Justin Allison tried to take a charge, and they call the blocking foul. And that's his second of the game. So he's going to check out, I believe. He will. And so Bubakar Kamisoko checks into the game, as well as Tay Smith checks in for Calvin Finch. And so Shulman set to inbound it to Dodd. Dodd up top to Williamson. Williamson top of the key, driving in left side. The layup is up, and now they call an offensive charge. Not going to lie, I didn't see it, but I'll 100% take it. And I know the West Alabama Tigers will take it as well. So Tigers have an 18-13 lead with 8:44 to go here in the first half. Kamisoko set to trigger it in. Kamisoko's got it. Inbounds it to Davis. Davis back to Kamisoko. Kamisoko gets it back right side to Davis. Davis back to Kamisoko. Tigers got across midcourt. Gets it to Allen. Allen on the left wing. Kicks it out. Kevin Hill up top to Davis. Davis. Entry pass to Allen. Out to Kevin Hill. Puts up a three. No good. Rebound goes to Williamson. Williamson gets it to Costell. Costell right side to Dodd. Driving in right side. The layup. It's up and good. Looked like he was in slow motion. 18-15, 8:15 to go in the first half. Robert Davis being double-teamed. Gets it to Kamisoko. Kamisoko dribbles it. Being double-teamed now, back to Davis. Davis, top of the key. Right side to Kamisoko, to Kevin Hill. Back to Kamisoko. Kamisoko, right wing, at 10. Shot clock ticking, at 9. To Kevin Hill, to Davis, left wing. Davis dribbles it at 5, at 4. To Kevin Hill at 3. To Davis at 2. Puts up the 3. No good. Rebound, Shadarian Allen. Allen goes back up. No call was given. Kevin Hill kicks it outside to Robert Davis. Davis dribbles it. Shot clock at 13. Davis, right side pass, goes to Hill, to Kamisoko. Kamisoko back to Kevin Hill at 8. The 3, it's up. And he knocks that one down. Big time shot by Kevin Hill. Costell hands it off to Burnett. Burnett, right side to Leslie. Leslie to Dodd. Dodd to Williamson. Williamson to Costell, left wing. Costell, entry pass to Williamson. He goes up, and now a foul is going to be called on, not sure who they got. I believe it might be on Tay Smith. Smith a little slow to get up. And so that will bring us to a timeout, a media timeout. So we'll take a short break. As West Alabama leads, Alabama Huntsville 21-15 with 7:15 to go here in the first half. You're listening to UWA Men's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Welcome back to the Pete Hanna Center. Alabama Huntsville takes the floor. We got 7:15 to go. West Alabama leads by 6. Justin Allison with 11 points, and he is on the bench with 2 fouls. Picked up a charge and then a blocking foul. Williamson at the line. Free throws up, and it's good. Sets in for the second free throw. It's up, and it's good. Makes the score 21-17 with 7:15 to go. Melton gives it to Davis. Davis has it stolen by Costell. The layup is up, no good. Putback is up and good by Dodd. And just like that, it's a two-point game. So now a foul is going to be called on either Robert Davis or Burnett. Not sure who they got. We'll look and see if we can get a replay here. Looks a little extracurricular. And so they call a double foul. And camera angle couldn't really get a good shot of that. So that's a tough one there. But they call a double foul on Burnett and Davis. So Allen will inbound. It'll be Tiger basketball. Gives it to Melton. Melton being double teamed quickly. Melton gets it to Kaven Hill. Hill to Davis. Davis crossing midcourt to Tay Smith in the corner. Back to Robert Davis. Puts up the three. No good. In and out. Rebound goes to Leslie. He's going the other way with it. Left wing driving in. The layup. It's up and it's good. Tie ball game, 21 all, with 6:45 to go. CJ Melton to Robert Davis. Davis gets it ahead to Shadarian Allen. Allen, left side to Tay Smith. Smith finds Allen cutting. His layup is up and no good, but he is fouled. So he'll head to the charity stripe to shoot a pair. So Shadarian Allen out of Bolton, Mississippi will set in at the line to shoot two. So Allen sits in. So far today, he's got 2 points and four rebounds. Free throws up, and it's good. In that last game, Shadarian Allen against Delta State had just a fantastic game. He had 16 rebounds and 17 points. It's kind of unheard of in some situations, but he did have that kind of night as he makes the second free throw. Makes the score 23-21 with 6:35 to go. Coach Woodruff said that Shadarian Allen, in that game against Delta State, he was not going to let his team lose. And that's what we saw, and that's what we've seen here again today. Williamson driving in left side, stops the pump fake, the layup is up, it's good. 23 all, 6:23 to go. Robert Davis gets it to Kaven Hill. Hill being double teamed, back to Davis. Davis dribbles it, gives it to Allen. Allen stops. We're on the right side, up top to Robert Davis. Davis dribbles it out on the hustle in a man-to-man defense. Right side to C.J. Melton. Melton dribbles it top of the key to Hill. Hill, right, left side to Bryce Martin, to Davis, into block to Allen. His layup is no good, but he is fouled. So he's going to head to the charity stripe to shoot another pair. He's frustrated with himself there after that one because he knows he could have made that layup, but he did get fouled. And as we watch the replay, he did get fouled by number 10, Sutton Smith. So Allen will set in for his free throws. First one is up, and it's no good. West Alabama today from the free throw line, 2 for 4. And Calvin Finch checks back into the game for Bryce Martin. Shadarian Allen sits in. Free throw was up, and it falls in to make the score 24-23. Got the friendly roll there. Going the other way now is Smith. Left side pass goes to Burnett, to Williamson. He drives in, the jump shot, and no good. Rebound goes to Shadarian Allen. Allen begins to dribble it, gives it to C.J. Melton. Melton walking the ball up the court for West Alabama. We've seen a lot of C.J. Melton playing point guard here recently, and he's done a phenomenal job with it. As he gets it to Robert Davis, Davis top of the key, dribbles it up top to Allen. Allen right side, entry pass to Finch, and now a foul is going to be called. Offensive foul is issued on Calvin Finch. And that's probably a good call there. And maybe it's not, I don't know. Going the other way now, Smith up top to Dodd. Dodd to Leslie. Leslie top of the key. Left side pass goes to Smith. Entry pass to Williamson. Kicks it outside. Dodd, the three, it's up. No good. Rebound goes to Shedarian, no, Dodd gets it. Right side, left side pass to Burnett. The three, it's up. No good. Rebound goes out of bounds. And it'll be Tiger basketball with 5:05 to go here in the first half. Tigers holding on to a one-point lead here at the Pete Hanna Center. And now we'll see Justin Allison check back into the game. And he's checking in for Robert Davis. And this is a key moment in the game for West Alabama. Justin Allison is having a phenomenal game with 11 points. But he's got two fouls. And so we do not want to see him pick up another third foul here as we close the half. We've got 4:58 to go. Allison's got it. Being double-teamed, crossing midcourt. And now they call a late 10-second violation. And now the officials are meeting about it at midcourt. And so now Justin Allison checks back out. And so do UAH basketball. As Smith gets it left side to Burnett. Burnett back to Smith, top of the arc. Smith dribbles it left side to Burnett. Burnett left wing. Up top to Dodd. Dodd, right side pass. Entry pass on the block. And Williamson's got it. Working against Calvin Finch. Spins around. And now they call a travel violation on Alabama Huntsville. And now, I'm not sure what's been issued. Did they call a technical foul? I don't think anybody. And so they give the technical foul to number 20, Calvin Finch. I don't know what Calvin did or said or what, but he is frustrated over there on the bench. And so Burnett sets in at the free throw line. Burnett, the first one, it's up, and it's good. Makes the score 24 all with 4:36 to go. Second one is up, and it's good, and puts UAH up one, 25-24. And so now we see the replay, and I think it's a taunting technical foul that was issued. So it'll be Tiger basketball as Calvin kind of flexed after Williamson fell to the ground and called for a travel. So Shedarian Allen's got it right side. Shot clock at 23 to Tay Smith in the corner. Smith dribbles it up top to Melton. Melton, top of the key. The left side pass to Davis. To Hill. Back to Davis. Davis, left wing. Dribbles it. Shot clock at 10. Right side to Melton. Driving in to Smith in the corner. Pump fakes. Drives in. The jump shot. No good. Rebound goes to Leslie for UAH. He's going the other way with it. Gives it to Williamson. Driving in. Top of the key. And an offensive charge is going to be called on UAH's Austin Leslie. That'll be Leslie's third foul of the game. And he's going to stay in the game with three fouls, I believe. So Leslie stays in with three fouls now. And Justin Allison checks back in. We've got four to go here in the half. Allison's got two fouls. Calvin Finch has two, and he's on the bench. Allison, being double-teamed, gives it to Melton. Melton, being double-teamed now, got to get it back. Gets it ahead to Kevin Hill. Hill on the left wing. Gets it to Melton. Melton, left wing. Driving in. Stops. Right side to Allison. Allison on the right wing. Driving in. Kicks it outside. Kevin Hill, left wing. Three ball. No good. And now a foul is going to be issued on Alabama Huntsville's number 45, Daniel Saylor. Very, very physical game here. We've got 3:43 to go, and we're at our under four media timeout. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll see how this half finishes up. 25-24, Chargers lead West Alabama by one. You're listening to UWA Men's Basketball on SLAB 104.9.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Lee Allen and Callan Combs for Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Meridian.
Pop-up, you have so many trucks in stock.
That's right, Callan. Ford, Chevrolet, GMC, Dodge, Toyota, Nissan. We've got just what you want in a truck.
Red, white, blue, gas, or diesel? Pop Pop, you've got more trucks than anyone I know.
That's right, Callan. Come see us today at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
To Samford University as West Alabama leads Alabama Huntsville here in this neutral site game in the Gulf South Conference semifinals. UAH leads at 25-24. And West Alabama's Shadarian Allen will head to the charity stripe. He's got 5 points, 5 rebounds, 1 block, and he has played 14 minutes in this game. On the court now for West Alabama, Justin Allison, Tay Smith, C.J. Melton, Kaven Hill, and Shadarian Allen. Allen will set in at the charity stripe, shooting 2. Takes a deep breath, sets in, dribbles the basketball a little bit, spins it, shimmies the free throw, and it's good. 25 all with 3:43 to go. Allen sets in for the second one. It is up, and it's good. 26-25, West Alabama leads by 1. And Robert Davis checks back into the game for Justin Allison, kind of trying to keep Allison from picking up his third foul, I think, with these substitutions. One of Coach Woodger's schemes here, game plans, if you call it. And now, the officials are meeting at center court. 2 of the 3 officials are meeting. Not sure what they're talking about. And they look like they are now on the same page. And so Dodd will trigger it in, and he gets it in to Costell. Costell going the other way, crossing midcourt. Right side to Leslie. Leslie, right wing, gets it to Williamson. Williamson, top of the key, left side to Dodd. Dodd drives in, stops the layup. It's up, no good, but he is fouled by Tay Smith. So, they get Kaven Hill with that foul. No, they get Tay Smith with the foul. So Dalton Dodd will set in at the charity stripe, shooting 2. Looking to put UAH up 1. It's up. No good. Off the back iron. That's what you want to see. Justin Allison will now check back in for Robert Davis. As Tay Smith has also picked up his second foul. And I believe I said that Leslie earlier had 3 fouls. He's actually got 2. So he's still in the game as Dodd parries the second free throw, makes the score tied up at 26. C.J. Melton will trigger it in. Alabama Huntsville full court pressure with 4 of their 5 players down here. Allison being double team, gets it to Kaven Hill. Hill dribbles it, crossing midcourt to Allen. Allen in the corner, kicks it out. Tay Smith in the corner, and he gets it to Allen. Allen to Tay Smith, right wing, back to Allen. Allen in the right short corner, working against Williamson. Kicks it outside. Tay Smith, spot up 3 ball is up, and he buries it. Mercy. 29-26, 3:08 to go. West Alabama now 6-for-17 from 3 in this game as UAH comes down the other way and responds with a Burnett 3. UAH calling for a timeout. They don't get it. Allison, double team. Got to get rid of it. Gets it to Hill. Hill on the other side. Gets it back to Allison. Allison got across midcourt. Gets it to Melton. Melton on the right wing. Driving in to Allison. Allison fakes the pass right side to Allen to Tay Smith in the corner. Three ball is up and no good. And a foul is going to be called on C.J. Melton. I believe they get C.J. Melton with that foul. And they do. That'll be C.J.'s second foul as well. So West Alabama in some foul trouble here in the first half. These last 2.5 minutes will be very crucial for no one to pick up a third foul. And so Leslie will hit the charity stripe. So you got Finch with two, Smith with two, Allison with two, Melton with two for West Alabama. Leslie, the first free throw, no good. Rebound, Shadarian Allen. Allen gets it ahead to Justin Allison. Allison walking up the court, being double-teamed now. Got to get help. Allison beats the double-team all by himself, crossing midcourt, right side. Driving in, stops. Up top to Kevin Hill to Robert Davis. Davis on the left wing to Shadarian Allen. Allen on the block, kicks it outside. Up top to Allison, driving in. In the paint, the layup, it's up, no good. And the rebound going to be controlled by Williamson. Williamson now going the other way, crossing midcourt. Gets it to Costell, top of the key. Gets it to Leslie. Leslie to Williamson. Williamson working against Kevin Hill. Driving in, he stops, the layup, it's up, and no good, but he is fouled. Goodness gracious, now the fouls are at 12-9. Alabama Huntsville is 12. West Alabama has 9. So lots of fouling going on here in the first half. And so Williamson will set in, looking to put UAH on top. And he can't do that with the first free throw because he misses it. Score stays 29-all with 1:53 to go. Williamson sets in. The second one is up. And it's good and puts UAH up 30-29 with 1:53 to go. Kevin Hill's got it. Being double-teamed to Robert Davis. Davis to Allen. Allen crossing midcourt, driving in, and he slams it home. My goodness. Shadarian Allen is not going to let this team lose. Leslie gets it left side of Costell. Burnett, excuse me, to Dodd. Up top to Williamson. Right side of Costell. Costell working against Allison. Drives in. Stops. Kicks it outside. Dodd the three. It's up, and he knocks that one down. 33-31, UAH leads by two with 1:22 to go. Robert Davis to Allison. Allison back to Davis. Davis crossing midcourt. Gets it to Allen. Allen to Allison. Gives it to Bryce Martin on the block. Spins around the layup, and now they call an offensive charge on Bryce Martin. And that will bring Martin's first foul of the game. Tay Smith will check back in. No, he won't. He goes back. Calvin Finch will check in. And they just showed the replay of Shadarian Allen dunking, and my goodness. And so Dodd throws it inbounds to Burnett. Right side to Leslie. Right side to Dodd. Up top to Williamson now. Williamson. Right side pass. Back to Williamson. Drives in. Working against Calvin Finch. The floater layup is up and good. And we'll put UAH up 4 points. Allen gives it to Allison. To Robert Davis. Davis. Cross court pass to Allison. Allison. Crossing midcourt. Stops. Left side to Robert Davis. Davis on the left wing. Right side to Allison. Allison. To Allen. Allen. Left wing. He pivots. Driving in, kicks it outside. Kevin Hill, the three, it's up, and he knocks that one down. These two teams are just trading three-point baskets, and West Alabama will take a timeout. 35-34, UAH leads by one. So West Alabama, 6 for 18 from deep. UAH, 4 for 12 from deep. And this is what it's going to take if you're a West Alabama fan. You gotta want West Alabama to hit the three ball tonight because it took 15 threes for West Alabama to defeat Alabama Huntsville back at Pruitt Hall just a couple weeks ago. That game feels like it was 3 months ago, but it really was just about 2 or 3 weeks ago. So you've got to be able to knock down the three, and you gotta hope that Alabama Huntsville does not start making their threes like they're capable of. They've hit 4 in their last game against Delta State. I believe they hit 8 their last game against West Georgia, they hit 8 threes. And so now we go back. We've got 28 seconds left here in the first half. UAH leads by 1. Costell, top of the key. He'll probably just hold for the last shot. No fouls here for West Alabama. Don't give up a costly foul and pick up a third. Costell, top of the key at 9. At 8, dribbles it left side at 7. At 6, left side pass goes to Burnett, to Williamson. Driving in at 2. At 1, the layup blocked by Calvin Finch. Rebound Allen. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Tiger basketball. And West Alabama will head to the locker room here at halftime, trailing by 1 against Alabama Huntsville. 35-34 here at Samford University in the Gulf South Conference semifinals basketball game. We will take a short break, and when we come back, we'll bring you halftime team and individual stats. You're listening to UWA Men's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
Welcome back here to Samford University at the Pete Hanna Center, where Alabama Huntsville leads West Alabama 35-34 here at halftime. We're going to take a look at the individual stats first for Alabama Huntsville. Costell played 14 minutes, 0-for-1 from the field, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 foul. Burnett, 18 minutes to play, 8 points, 2-for-5 from the field, 2-for-2 from the free throw line. 1 rebound, 1 steal, 1 foul, and played 18 minutes. Johnson, 1 point, 0-for-2 from the field, 1-for-2 from the free throw line. 2 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 2 fouls, and played 6 minutes. Shulman, 2 points, 1-for-2 from the field, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 2 fouls, and played 11 minutes in the first half. Williamson, 11 points, 4-for-12 from the field, 0-for-1 from three-point range, 3-for-4 from the free throw line, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 foul, 2 turnover, and 18 minutes to play. Leslie, 2 points, 1-for-2 from the field, 0-for-1 from three-point range, 0-for-1 from the free throw line, 3 rebounds, 1 block, 2 fouls, 11 minutes to play. Smith, 6 minutes to play, 3 points. Dodd, 8 points, 3-for-4 from the field, 2 rebounds, 14 minutes to play. Saylor played 2 minutes in the first half for Alabama Huntsville. For West Alabama, Shadarian Allen, 9 points, 2-for-6 from the field, 0-for-1 from 3-point range, 5-for-6 from the free throw line, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 block, 1 turnover, 18 minutes to play. C.J. Melton, 2 points, 1-for-2 from the field, 0-for-1 from 3-point range, 4 rebounds, 2 fouls, 16 minutes to play. Justin Allison, 11 points, 4-for-7 from the field, 3-for-4 from 3-point range, 0-for-1 from the free throw line, 2 rebounds, 1 block, 2 fouls, 1 turnover, and played 15 minutes in the first half. Robert Davis, no points, 0-for-4 from the field, 1 rebound, 1 assist, 1 foul, 1 turnover, and played 14 minutes. Chase Smith, 6 points, 2-for-6 from the field, 2-for-5 from 3-point range, 2 fouls, 2 turnovers, and played 10 minutes in the first half. Bryce Martin played 2 minutes for West Alabama, along with Bubakar Kamisoko played 2 minutes. Calvin Finch played 8 minutes and had 2 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 2 blocks, and 2 fouls, with 1 being a technical foul. Kevin Hill, 6 points, 2-for-5 from the field, 2-for-5 from 3-point range, 1 rebound, 2 assists, and played 15 minutes in the first half. As a team, West Alabama out-rebounding Alabama Huntsville 20-19 Offensively, UWA has 7. Alabama Huntsville has 6. Defensively, both teams have 13 rebounds. Assist-wise, West Alabama has 7. Alabama Huntsville has 5. 10 turnovers for West Alabama, and Alabama Huntsville has 7. 4 blocks for West Alabama and 1 UAH block. Fast break points, UWA has 6, UAH has 3. 1 West Alabama steal, 4 UAH steals. And points off of turnovers, UAH has 11, UWA has 2. Points in the paint, 16 UAH, 8 West Alabama. Second chance points, 4 for UAH, 12 for West Alabama. Personal fouls, both teams have 11. 1 technical foul was issued on Calvin Finch for West Alabama. And both teams have 35 possessions. We'll take a short break, and when we come back, we will look ahead at some other stats from the first half. You're listening to UWA Men's Basketball on Slot 104.9.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They leave the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Lee Allen and Callan Combs for Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Meridian.
Pop-Up, you have so many trucks in stock.
That's right, Callan. Fords, Chevrolets, GMC, Dodge, Toyota, Nissan. We've got just what you want in a truck.
Red, white, blue, gas, or diesel. Pop-Up, you've got more trucks than anyone I know.
That's right, Callan. Come see us today at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
Welcome back here at Samford University. We've got about 7 minutes until we begin the second half, and we've got a good one here. UAH leads 35-34 at the break against West Alabama. And taking a look at some team stats, UAH in the first half, 12 for 29 from the field, which is 41.4%. From three-point range, 4 for 12 from beyond the arc, 33%. And from the free throw line, 7 for 11, which is 63%. Getting out-rebounded by West Alabama, 20-19. 6 offensive rebounds, 13 defensive. This game has been tied up 9 times. We've had 6 lead changes. And UAH led for 7 minutes and 17 in the first half, and which is 36%. Their largest lead was 5, and that was when the game began. It was 5-0, and that was with 18:41 remaining in the first half. 5 assists for UAH, 7 turnovers, 13 bench points, 1 block, 29 on the court points, 3 fast break points, 4 steals, 11 points off turnovers, 16 points in the paint, 4 second chance points, 11 personal fouls, no technical fouls, 35 possessions. And for West Alabama, 11 for 30 from the field, which is 36.7%, 7 for 19 from three-point range, and which is 36.8%, 5 for 7 from the free throw line, 71.4% from the free throw line, 20 rebounds, 7 offensive and 13 defensive, 9 ties, 9 times this game has been tied, 6 lead changes, 9:15 is the time that UWA led, and that was 46% of the game so far, and the largest lead was 6, which was 21-15, and 7:30 to go in the first half, 7 assists, 10 turnovers, 6 bench points, 4 blocks, 8 on the court points, 6 fast break points, 1 steal, 2 points off turnovers, 8 points in the paint, 12 second chance points, 11 fouls, 1 technical foul for West Alabama. It was on Calvin Finch, and 35 possessions for UWA. We will take a short break, and when we come back, we will get you ready for the second half. UEH just took the floor here at the Pete Hanna Center in Sanford. You're listening to UWA Men's Basketball on Slot 104.9.
The only thing worse than having a broken-down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Lee Allen and Callan Combs for Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Meridian.
Pop-Up, you have so many trucks in stock.
That's right, Callan. Fords, Chevrolets, GMC, Dodge, Toyota, Nissan. We've got just what you want in a truck.
Red, white, blue, gas, or diesel. Pop-Up, you've got more trucks than anyone I know.
That's right, Callan. Come see us today at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Welcome back here to the Pete Hanna Center on the campus of Sanford University in the Gulf South Conference semifinals. Earlier today, they played the women's games, and in those games, we'll give you the score from those games right now. UWA baseball played shorter today, get picked up a win in Rome, Georgia. 6-1 was the final score. No, excuse me, that was softball. Baseball, UWA picked up the win over shorter 6-2. And in softball, UWA softball picked up 2 wins against Shorter, 2-1 and 6-1. So UWA now 12-9 in the first year of head coach Stephanie DeFeo. In the Gulf South Conference women's basketball game, semifinal games that were played earlier today, Union got a win over Delta State 59-51 as Union dominated in the third quarter, which got them the win over Delta State, as Lee defeated Valdosta State 74-61. So tomorrow you get Lee and Union in the GSC women's basketball title game. So it's sure to be a good game. And tonight, after the conclusion of UWA and Alabama Huntsville, Lee and Union will play to determine who will go and play against the winner of this game. And so that game is scheduled for a 7:15 p.m. tip-off. We are probably going to push that a little back as we've got about that would be an hour and 10 minutes until that started. So it'll be pushed back a little bit. And so, yeah, 35-34 UEH leads. Looking at the halftime stats, Calvin Finch, his stat line doesn't really show this, but his plus minus is 7, and he played 8 minutes in the first half. So I would expect to see some more Calvin here in the second half. I know Coach Woodruff subbed him out after he got the technical to try and calm him down a little bit. And I think Calvin will be ready here in the second half. Justin Allison also has a positive 5, so that's good to see with his 11 total points. So now on the court for West Alabama, as we begin the second half, Justin Allison, Shadarian Allen, Tay Smith, C.J. Melton, and Robert Davis. It is your starting lineup for West Alabama. For UEH, it'll be Williamson, Shulman, Johnson back in, Costell, and Burnett is your UEH lineup. About to begin the second half here. Shulman will set in, triggers it into Costell. Costell begins to dribble it, crossing midcourt here over the Sanford logo. On the left wing, gets it left side to Burnett. Burnett to Johnson, right side of Costell. The lob inside, and Johnson picks it up, being double-teamed. Spins around, the layup is up and good. Tough layup there for Johnson. Justin Allison has it, going the other way with it now. Crossing midcourt, top of the key. Gets it to C.J. Melton. Melton, left pass to Davis. Davis on the left wing. To Allen. Allen to Allison. Allison driving in, kicks it outside. Robert Davis on the left wing. Thought about a three, drives in instead. Shot clock at 11. The floater, it's up, it's good for Robert Davis. Good start here in the second half for Robert Davis. He's now got 2 points here in the game. Costell hands it off to Burnett. Up top to Shulman. Shulman to Williamson. Williamson kicks it outside. In the paint now to Williamson. No, excuse me, Johnson. Kicks it outside to Costell. In the corner, Burnett's got it now. Shot clock ticking at 12. The entry pass to Williamson. He pivots, drives in, working against Tay Smith. The spin move, the foul by Justin Allison. Count it and the foul. Coach Woodruff asking for a travel. He doesn't get it. That's a tough one there, as it does look like he traveled here on the replay. So 39-36. Justin Allison just picked up his third foul of the game. We'll see what Coach Woodruff does here with Allison. The free throw up and good for Williamson. Makes it a 4-point UAH lead. Allison stays in the ball game. Crossing midcourt. Left side to Robert Davis. Davis begins to dribble it. Top of the key. Right side to Melton. Melton. Right wing pass to Allison. Allison gives it to Allen. Allen, right short corner, kicks it outside. Tay Smith, the three, it's up. No good. Rebound, Shadarian Allen. Allen falls hard to the ground. No foul was called. He's still on the ground. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Tiger basketball as Shadarian Allen finally gets back up. Takes a little stretch. Everybody in red wondering why there wasn't a foul call when Allen fell to the ground. Allison gets to Allen. Back to Allison. Shot clock at 18. Allison to Allen. Back to Allison. Allison slips to the ground to Melton. Melton to Tay Smith. On the left wing up top to Melton. Right side to Justin Allison. Shot clock at 7. Drives in. Kicks it out. Allen the 3 in the corner. No good. Rebound controlled by Shulman. Shulman gets it ahead to Williamson. Crossing midcourt on the left wing. Driving in. Almost lost it, controls it, gives it to Costell. He drives in, working against Allen, turns around, the fadeaway off the backboard and in, puts UAH up 6 with 17:54 to go. Justin Allison now crossing midcourt, top of the key. Allison dribbles it right side, puts up a long three, no good. Rebound controlled by Allen. The layup, it's up and good. Makes it now 42-38 with 17:35. Costell hands it off to Burnett, to Williamson. Williamson back to Costell, top of the key. Left side pass to Shulman, to Williamson. Williamson, left short corner, working against Tay Smith. He stops, kicks it outside. Costell pump fakes, drives in, and stolen by Tay Smith. Smith to Melton. Melton going the other way with it. Top of the key, driving in to Allison, right wing. He drives in, under the basket, the layup, it's up, count it, and the foul. Justin Allison now puts the Tigers down 2, 42-40 with 17:09 to go. Hey, ref, you call on the tough basket there for Justin Allison. As we see the replay. So the foul came before the shot, but with continuation, they'll count it as a shooting foul. So Allison will set in for the free throw. It's up, and it's good. 42-41 with 17:09 to go. Costell going the other way. Crossing midcourt, top of the key to Johnson. Johnson, left side pass goes to Burnett. Entry pass stolen by C.J. Melton. Melton going the other way with it. Crossing midcourt, Johnson riding him. The pass to Allen, kicks it out. Tay Smith, the three, no good. Rebound controlled by Williamson. Williamson gives it to Costell, top of the key on the right side. The pass to Williamson, drives in. And the floater is up, and it's good for Williamson. Tough basket there for C.J. Williamson. Williamson on the night now. He has got 14 points. Excuse me, 16 points. Allison crossing midcourt. The handoff to Allen. Allen to Smith. Smith left side to Melton. Melton on the left wing. Looking up top to Robert Davis. Davis dribbles it. Top of the key. Stops. Left side to Tay Smith to Melton. Melton. Left wing. Stops. Shot clock at three, driving in at two. The layup, it's up, no good. Tiger bench wanted a foul, they didn't get it. Going the other way, Costell to Shulman, the three, it's up, and he knocks that one down, and that'll fire up the Charger crowd. 47-41, UAH leads West Alabama with 15:47 to go. Robert Davis, top of the key. Left side to Justin Allison, back to Robert Davis. Davis on the right side to Allen. Allen working on the block. Stops. Got to get rid of it. Being double teamed. Kicks it outside. Now finally a foul is called on UAH. And that brings us to a media timeout. With 15:32 to go. West Alabama trails Alabama Huntsville here in the GSC semifinals 47-41. You're listening to UWA Men's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Welcome back to the Pete Hanna Center here at Sanford. Allen inbounds it, gives it to Tay Smith, to Melton. Melton dribbles it left side, up top to Allison. Shot clock at 12. Allison, top of the key. Tigers trail by 6 here against UAH. Allison, left wing, now stops the 3 by Allison. It's up, no good. He falls to the ground. Rebound goes to UAH. Going the other way now, Smith to Williamson. Right side pass to Johnson. Driving in, the offensive charge is now called on Johnson. And Johnson, excuse me, that'll be his third foul of the game. Let's see if he stays in the game here with three. And he does. This game is so important when it comes to the NCAA tournament for both of these teams as Allison gets it to Allen. Allen being double teamed, back to Allison. Allison, the pass stolen by Shulman. Shulman crossing midcourt, left side to Williamson, kicks it back out to Shulman, to the corner, the wide open three, no good, rebound, controlled, goes out of bounds. It'll be Tiger basketball. That would happen right in front of the UAH bench, and everybody in blue thought it'd be their ball, but it wasn't. And so, now C.J. Milton inbounds it to Robert Davis. Davis working here against Smith, crossing midcourt. Top of the key. Dribbles it left side. Back spins around. Right side now. Shot clock at 17. Davis gets it right side to Hill. Hill to Davis to Milton. Milton top of the key. Left side to Smith. Smith to Allen. Allen being double teamed. Got to get rid of it or get fouled to Smith. It goes out of bounds. And it'll stay Tiger basketball with 5 seconds on the shot clock. And so, Robert Davis will inbound it, gives it to Allen. Allen at four, at three, pivots, puts up the three. No good, in and out. Rebound goes to Smith. Smith crossing midcourt here on the right wing, working his Kevin Hill. The pass, the spin around, the drive in, the layup, it's up and good. Going the other name is Robert Davis. Davis to Melton. Melton lost it, picked up by Shulman. Shulman going the other way now here on the right wing. Shulman, entry pass to Johnson, and it's blocked by Robert Davis, but they call a foul. And so Johnson will head to the charity strike to shoot two. So Chaney Johnson at the line shooting two. First one is up. No good. In that game, he had 13 against West Georgia in the quarterfinal game. C.J. Williamson had 31. And in today's game, Williamson, he's got 18 points. The free throw, no good. Rebound, Justin Allison. Tigers trail 49-41 here against Alabama Huntsville. Allison to Kevin Hill. Hill back to Davis. Davis on the right wing. Dribbles at top of the key. Right side to Kevin Hill on the right wing now to Finch. Finch on the block, kicks it outside to Robert Davis. Lost it, goes out of bounds, and it will be UAH basketball. It seems like UAH has taken full control of this basketball game. The Tigers got to find some offensive rhythm here if they want to get back in this. Shulman gets it into Smith. Smith on the right side, back to Shulman. Shulman, left side pass to Burnett. Burnett, top of the key. The pass goes to Williamson. To Shulman, driving in. The layup, it's up. No good. Rebound, put back. No good. Allison with the rebound. Going the other way now. Crossing midcourt, driving in. Lost it, saved by Allison to Kevin Hill. To Finch, Finch to Allison. And now they'll say Allison stepped on the line, and it will be UAH basketball. And so Smith gets it left side, pass to Burnett. Burnett to Williamson. Williamson kicks it outside to Johnson. Back to Williamson, driving in on the right side. Pump fakes the layup. It's up. It's good. 10-point UAH lead. C.J. Melton crossing midcourt. On the right side, he stops up top to Allison, to Davis. Davis on the left wing. Davis at 15, the handoff to Hill, up top to Allison. Allison at 10, right side to Melton at 8. He's driving in. He stops, kicks it outside. Allison, the deep three, it's up, and he buries it. 51-44 now with 12:15 to go. Smith gets it left side of Burnett. Burnett to Williamson, drives in, spins around, kicks it outside. The three by Smith. It's up. No good. Rebound controlled by Justin Allison. Allison crossing midcourt on the right wing. Top of the key now. Left side now. Allison. Entry pass to Finch. Finch back to Allison. Puts up the three. It's up. No good. Rebound goes to Johnson. Johnson gets it back to Smith, and Smith's now going the other way with it. Left side to Johnson. He drives in, spins around. No travel was called. Kicks it back out to Smith. Top of the key. Dribbles it left side. To the corner. Burnett's got it now. Entry pass to Johnson. Spins around. Allison falls to the ground. He's got it on the ground. Gives it to Davis. And they still don't call a travel. Allison clearly traveled. And that's West Alabama I'm talking about. So Robert Davis has it right wing. Driving in. The floater. It's up. No good. Rebound goes to UEH. 11:15 to go here in the second half. Next dead ball will be a media timeout. Smith, left wing, the entry pass to Williamson, working at Calvin Finch. Williamson on the block, goes up strong, and a foul is going to be called on West Alabama. Let's see who they get. They get number 20, Calvin Finch, so that'll be his third. And that brings us to a media timeout, so we'll take a short break. With 11:03 to go, West Alabama trails Alabama Huntsville 51-44. You're listening to UWA Men's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Lee Allen and Callan Combs for Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Meridian.
Pop-up, you have so many trucks in stock.
That's right, Callan. Fords, Chevrolets, GMC, Dodge, Toyota, Nissan. We've got just what you want in a truck.
Red, white, blue, gas, or diesel. Pop Pop, you've got more trucks than anyone I know.
That's right, Callan. Come see us today at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need from spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
Williamson sets in at the free throw line. First one is up and off the back iron, so no good. Score stays at 51-44. UAH leads here in the semifinals of the Gulf South Conference Tournament. Second free throw up and good. Makes it an 8-point game, 52-44. With 11:03 to go. Kevin Hill gives it to Justin Allison. Allison back to Davis. Davis back to Allison. Allison to Davis. Davis crosses midcourt on the left side. Tigers got to run their offense here. Davis to Allison on the right side now. Back to Davis. Davis to Allen. Back to Davis. Davis right side to Allen. To Hill in the corner. The three. No good. Rebound goes to UAH. Going the other way now is Costell. He crosses midcourt. Top of the key. Driving in. Stops. Spins around. Kicks it outside. Dodd. Top of the key. Back to Costell. Costell. Entry pass to Saylor. Saylor spins around. The handoff to Shulman. On the right side, kicks it outside to Dodd. Dodd, back to Saylor. Saylor spins around, now being double teamed, and now a foul is going to be called on West Alabama. On Shadarian Allen, that'll be his first of the game. Team And so Shulman will trigger it in, and he gets it in to Burnett. Burnett to Costell. Costell, top of the key, working against Allison. The pass, the cut, the layup, it's up, it's good for UAH. 10-point game with 10:05 to go. Justin Allison's got it for West Alabama. Crossing midcourt. Top of the key, dribbles it right side now to Allen. Allen, top of the arc, dribbles it left side. The pass, and it's going to be stolen by Costell. Threw it directly into the hands of him. He drives in. The layup, no good. And it'll be stolen by Allison. Picked up by UAH. Shulman, the layup, it's up, it's good. 56-44, Tigers trail by 12. West Alabama needs to get something going here offensively and got to get stops on defense. There seems to be some confusion here offensively. As Allison's got it right side, driving in. He stops, kicks it outside to Davis on the left wing. Shot clock at 9. Driving in. Davis, the layup, it's up. No good, but he's fouled. So he's going to head to the charity stripe to shoot 2. And so now Tate Smith will check back into the game for West Alabama. As well as Williamson will check in for UAH. So Robert Davis sets in. The first free throw, it's up. It's good. Makes it 56-45 now. 11-point UAH lead. Tate Smith checks in for Shadarian Allen. Shadarian's got 11 points and 7 rebounds. Davis sets in. Second free throw, it's up. It's good. Makes it a 10-point game. Costell crossing midcourt, hands it off to Burnett, to Shulman. Shulman, right side to Johnson. Johnson to Costell, top of the key, right side pass goes to Burnett. Entry pass to Johnson. Johnson on the block, drives in, stops, spins around, the jump shot, it's up, no good. Rebound, kicks it out, the three by Burnett, and he buries it. 59-46 with 8:49 to go. Davis has it, right side to Allison, to Melton. Melton turns around, the jump shot, it's up, and he buries it. 59-48, Tigers trail by 11. Tigers, again, got to get stops here, got to get stops and rebounds. Burnett, left wing, to Johnson. He drives in, spins around, the fadeaway jump shot, it's up, no good, rebound Tate Smith. There's your first stop. Allison crossing midcourt, top of the key, to Tate Smith, back to Allison. To Tate Smith, left wing, back to Allison. The three, it's up. And he knocks that one down. Tigers have life. Timeout taken by Alabama Huntsville. 59-51, UAH leads with 8:12 to go. This is going to be the media timeout, so we'll take a short break. West Alabama fighting their way back in the game, trailing 59-51 to UAH here in Birmingham, Alabama at the Gulf South Conference semifinal of the GSC tournament. You're listening to UWA Men's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Lee Allen and Callan Combs for Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Meridian.
Pop-Up, you have so many trucks in stock.
That's right, Callan. Fords, Chevrolets, GMC, Dodge, Toyota, Nissan. We've got just what you want in a truck.
Red, white, blue, gas, or diesel. Pop-Up, you've got more trucks than anyone I know.
That's right, Callan. Come see us today at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Welcome back to the Pete Hanna Center here on the campus of Sanford. West Alabama trailing 59-51, trying to get back here in the ball game. On the court for West Alabama, Justin Allison, Shadarian Allen, Robert Davis, C.J. Melton, and Tay Smith. For Huntsville, Johnson, Williamson, Costell, Shulman, and number one, Leslie. So, in the corner now, Costell, he's got it. Gets it to Johnson on the block. Johnson turns around, spins around, the turnaround jump shot, it's up, it's good. 10-point UAH lead again. Justin Allison crossing midcourt, top of the arc, calls out the Tiger play, dribbles it right side, top of the key now, drives in, stops, picked up by Shulman, he steals it, Costell going the other way, right side pass, goes to Williamson, on the block to Johnson, up top to Costell. Costell gives it right side to Williamson, he drives in, and it might be, it's on the ground, and what do they call? I don't know what they called. But that brings us to a media timeout, I believe. But I believe it's UAH basketball. And this is the media timeout, so we'll take another break. UWA trails Alabama Huntsville by 10 with 7:23 to go. You're listening to UWA Men's Basketball on Slot 104.9.
Be a part of Nahiola Credit Union's winning team. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years and want you to be a part of our continuing success. We offer all types of financial services from personal and business checking accounts with no monthly service fees to low interest rate loan products. Nahiola Credit Union has been providing winning service for over 60 years. Come by and give us a chance to show you the credit union difference. NCUA insured, equal housing lender.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
At Sumter Insurance, we have the best insurance products and the most experienced staff. Come see us today.
Welcome back here to the Pete Hanna Center, where West Alabama trails Alabama Huntsville 61-51 with 7:23 to go. So the UAH basketball here after the media timeout. UAH breaks out of their timeout huddle. As well as UWA. UWA again trailing by 10. You gotta find stops. You gotta find ways to get stops, and you gotta find ways to score the basketball when you go down the other way. Because UAH is scoring the ball like crazy right now, and it's not necessarily from 3-point range. They haven't made any here in the second half. Shulman, top of the key, left side pass, entry pass goes to Johnson. Johnson driving in, working in CJ Melton. Kicks it outside, Costell, the right wing three. No good, rebound controlled by Tay Smith. Smith gets it to Allen. Allen going the other way, crossing midcourt. On the left wing to Allison. Allison at 23, up top to Smith. Smith, top of the key. Right side to Davis. Davis, right wing, begins to dribble it. Top of the key, left side to Allison. Allison to Allen. Allen, left block. To Allison. Allison at 9, to Allen. Allen at 8, at 7. Driving in to Allison. Left wing, the three, it's up, and he knocks that one down. Justin Allison hitting 8 for 14 from the field. Shulman gives it to Williamson. Williamson drives in, left side, the layup, it's up, it's good. Now it's a timeout taken by UAH. And West Elmo now trails 63-54. This will be a 30-second timeout. So we're going to stay here. And we'll take a look at the other UWA athletics events going on today. Softball defeated Shorter in two games today. First game 6-1, second one 2-1. Men's track and women's track gets going today at Clinton, Mississippi, in the Mississippi College season opener. And also baseball got a win against Shorter 6-2 today. Lost the series 1-2, but good to get the game today. So 63-54. Robert Davis went inbound it to Justin Allison. Allison will let it roll a little bit before he picks it up at midcourt. Top of the key now. Allison's got it. Dribbles it right side to Melton. Melton back to Allison to Melton. Melton up top to Smith. Smith top of the arc. Shot clock at 20. Left side to Allison. Allison to Allen. Allen on the block. Drives in. Spins around. Kicks it outside. Ball is going to be stolen by UEH. Costell to Williamson. Left swing. Drives in. The layup. He's fouled, so he's going to head to the line of shoot, too. We've got 6:05 to go. Tigers trail by 9 here at Sanford. So C.J. Williamson heads to the line. Kevin Hill looks like he's about to check back into the game. Free throws up and good. Makes it a 10-point game. And so sets in the second one. It's up. It's good. Makes it 65-54 with 6:05 to go. Kevin Hill checks in and Robert Davis checks out. Justin Allison crossing midcourt. Top of the key. Dribbles it right side. Up top to Melton. Melton, top of the key, dribbles it left side. The handoff to Hill. Hill to Smith. Smith to Allison. Allison, right wing, driving in. The floater by Allison, and it falls in. Puts the Tigers now down 9. 65-56. Costell crossing midcourt on the right side. The handoff to Shulman. Shulman to Williamson, to Johnson. Johnson drives in. The jump shot. And he buries it. Tough jump shot there for Chaney Johnson. Allison on the right side to Melton. Melton, top of the key. On the left wing now. Almost lost it, got it back. Melton, left wing, working against Williamson. Drives in, kicks it out. Kevin Hill, the three, and he knocks that one down. Now it's a 67-59 score with 5 to go. UWA trails by 8. Tigers got to get stops. I can't express that enough. Williamson, top of the key. Left side pass to Costell. Costell to Burnett. Burnett to Johnson. Johnson drives in, kicks it outside to Shulman. He drives in, takes a step back, and trying to get it inside, and gets it to Williamson. Williamson, right short corner, drives in the paint, spins around, the layup, it's up, no good. Rebound C.J. Melton to Allison, crossing midcourt. Top of the key, he stops, left wing, Tay Smith, pump fakes, drives in, the layup, and what do they call? They call a blocking foul. That'll be on Burnett. And so Tay Smith will head to the line to shoot 2. We can try and cut it to a 6-point lead. Tay Smith sets in. First free throw was up. No good. Tigers tonight, 8-for-11 from the field. Smith sets in. Second one is up, and it's good. And Kevin Hill falls to the ground pretty hard. Slow to get up.
Number
And so Robert Davis checks back in for Tay Smith. So it's a 7-point game with 4:25 to go. Costell has it for UEH. He's coming the other way with it, working against Allison. Hands it off to Burnett. Up top to Williamson. Right side to Johnson. To Costell, top of the wing. Top of the key, excuse me. Right side now, 4:08 to go. 13 on the shot clock. Costell stops. Gives it to Johnson on the right side. Drives in. Offensive charge called. It'll be West Alabama basketball. With 4:03 to go. UWA starting to put together a little run here. That's his fourth foul of the game. Kevin Hill will inbound it to Allison. Allison's going to let this one roll, and he'll pick it up at about midcourt on the right side. Top of the key now. Right side to Robert Davis. Davis, right wing to Allen. Allen turns around. Pivots, kicks it outside. Kevin Hill to Allison. Allison on the left wing now, 15 on the shot clock. Allison to Davis. Davis drives in, had it ripped away and stolen by Shulman. Shulman gets it to Williamson, and Williamson will walk this one up. Williamson, right side to Johnson. Johnson to Costell, left side to Shulman. Shulman on the left wing. Tigers need another stop. Gets it up top to Burnett. To Williamson, drives in, spins around, and now a foul is going to be called on West Alabama. And that brings us to the final media timeout of the game. West Alabama trails by 7 with 3:23 to go. We'll take a short break, and when we come back, we'll finish this game up. You're listening to UWA Men's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
If you're looking for auto parts in Sumter County, Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston. It's open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. through 12 p.m. Livingston Auto Parts have all the parts you need for spark plugs, belts, and batteries. Livingston Auto Parts is family operated for over 40 years. Livingston Auto Parts even makes hydraulic hoses. So give them a call at 205-652-2516 or drop by in Livingston Auto Parts in downtown Livingston.
You've always known you were destined to make a difference. Start your journey today. Earn your bachelor's, master's, doctorate, or education specialist degree 100% online, studying when and where it's best for you. Choose from more than 70 programs and certifications, including those in business, communications, education, nursing, psychology, and more. Business professionals can complete our MBA program in just 1 year. With one of 12 emphases, scholarships, and multiple start dates are available. Learn more at online.uwa.edu.
The only thing worse than having a broken down vehicle is having to pay an arm and a leg to have it repaired. Well, at York Automotive, they not only have the parts you need, but they have a certified mechanic on staff as well. They lead the area in standard 5-quart oil change prices at only $39.95. York Automotive Supply has everything you need for maintenance, like belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get the best service and save the most money at York Automotive Supply, 302 South Broad Street, York, Alabama.
Welcome back here to the Pete Hanna Center. Tigers trail by 7, and we've got 3:23 to go here in the game. On the court for the Tigers, David Hill, Shadarian Allen, Justin Allison, C.J. Milton, and Robert Davis. The inbound, UEH got it. Williamson on the block, working against Shadarian Allen. Turns around. The pass to Johnson, and he slams it home and puts UEH up 9 with 3:08 to go. Robert Davis picks it up, crosses midcourt here on the left wing. Up top to Melton. Melton to Allison. Allison to Melton. Melton, the pass is going to be stolen again. UWA, that is now their 19th turnover of the game. Costell up top to Williamson with 2:49 to go. Costell, top of the key, left side pass. Goes to Burnett, to Shulman. Shulman to Costell on the right wing. Costell to Williamson, top of the arc. Dribbles it, driving in, stops, kicks it outside. Costell's got it. Driving in, kicks it outside. It'll be picked up and stolen by Kevin Hill. They're going to say that he stepped on the line. It'll be out of bounds, and it'll be UEH basketball. So UAH will inbound it.
I can see.
So Shulman set to inbound it. He gives it to Costell. Costell, top of the key to Williamson. Williamson will hold it and note the clock. 2:20 to go. Costell, top of the key. UAH trying to get to their fourth GSC tournament championship game in a row. Burnett to Johnson to Costell, right wing now. Entry pass, and a foul is going to be called on C.J. Melton. And so Johnson will set in at the free throw line. Tigers trail by 9. Johnson at the free throw line. 2:07 to go.
It'll be one of us for Jay Johnson.
Johnson sets in. Looks like the rest are now on the same page. Johnson, the free throw, it's up. It's good. 10-point UEH lead. Johnson sets in. Second one, it's up. It's good. Puts UEH up 11 now. 71-60 with 2:06 to go. Allison gets it to Kevin Hill in the corner. Hill picks it up. Throws it up top to Allison, to Allen on the right wing. Allen pivots, drives in, kicks it outside. It'll be picked up and stolen again by Costell. The layup, it's up, it's good. And Allison was slow to get up. And he'll walk it off, and UEH is now up 13, 73-60. UWA players look absolutely exhausted. So Taysmith checks back in for Justin Allison. And so Melton will inbound it to Robert Davis. Tigers trail by 13. Melton crossing midcourt on the right wing now. Picks up the dribble to Kevin Hill. Hill, left wing to Robert Davis. Davis stops to Melton. Melton, top of the key, drives in, kicks it outside to Davis in the corner. Pump fakes the three. It's up, and he's fouled by Johnson. And that will do it for Johnson as he's fouled out. And so Johnson fouls out. And he looks like he's trying to stay in the game. So that'll bring in Dodd. If Johnson fouls out, we've got a minute 30 to go. Davis, the free throw, what's up? It's good. 73-61 now with 1:31 to go. Robert Davis sits in. For the second one, it's up. It's good. 11-point game. Third free throw up, and it's good. Makes it a 10-point game with 1:31 to go. Calvin Finch checks in for Taysmith. Dodd set to inbound it. He gets it into Williamson. Williamson working against Robert Davis. The pass almost stolen. Nope, but it's not. Burnett has it in the corner. Burnett working against Calvin Finch. Shot clock at 17. The pass goes now to Costell. And back to Burnett. To Dodd. Right side stolen by Allen. Allen's going to drive in left side. The layup, it's up. No good. Melton, the putback, it's up and good. And so now it's an 8-point lead for UAH with 1:05 to go. Tigers are trying to make this one an interesting one. Most of the time, I think I'd say there wasn't a chance. But when you look at the calendar and see March, I'd say there's a chance. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll finish this game up. You're listening to UWA Men's Basketball on Sly 104.9.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Lee Allen and Callan Combs for Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Meridian.
Pop-up, you have so many trucks in stock.
That's right, Callan. Fords, Chevrolets, GMC, Dodge, Toyota, Nissan. We've got just what you want in a truck.
Red, white, blue, gas, or diesel. Pop-up, you've got more trucks than anyone I know.
That's right, Callan. Come see us today at Johnson Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, Meridian.
Back to the Pete Hanna Center. 1:05 remaining in the game. Tigers trailed by 8, 73-65 with 1:05 to go. Dodd set to inbound it. And he's got to get it in. And a 5-second violation has been issued, so that's going to give the Tigers the basketball with 1:05 to go, trailing 8. Look like they tried to call a timeout, UAH did, but they didn't grant it. And so now it'll be UAH basketball. Excuse me, UWA basketball, but UAH has taken a timeout. This will be a 30-second timeout, so we'll stay here. So UWA has a chance here. They've got the basketball. Got to get a quick shot off. Not sure if they'll go for a three or two. Kind of think that you got to go for a three since there's so much little time on the clock and you trail by 8 points. But there is definitely a chance here, so we'll see what Coach Woodruff draws up with this out-of-timeout play call. So it looks like Allison will inbound it. You got Kaven Hill in, Allen, Davis, and Melton in the game for UWA. Allison to Allen. Allen gives it to Davis. Davis to Melton. Melton on the right side. He's looking. Up top to Kaven Hill. He pulls up a three. No good. Rebound controlled by Shulman. Shulman's got it for UAH. Gives it to Williamson. Williamson now being double teamed. Now to Shulman. Shulman gets it ahead to Burnett. And now a foul is called and some extracurricular activity going on Kaven Hill and looked like Burnett. Kaven Hill having to be pulled back from C.J. Melton. Look at the replay here. As looked like Kaven was just trying to kind of intentionally foul him. And probably held on to him a little bit too long. And you can't do that if you're Kaven Hill. You can't. You got to play smart here in this type of situation. And so now both teams have gone back to their respective benches. Only players in the huddle are the players on the floor. And the referees are meeting at midcourt to discuss it. And so the rule on the floor was a common foul on Kaven Hill. So I guess that they're reviewing this to make sure that there wasn't anything flagrant about it or dirty from Kaven. I don't think it necessarily was. I think when he fouled, I think the UAH player, which was Burnett, so Burnett kind of shoved Kaven a little bit from what I'm seeing. But so the ruling stays a common foul. So that's probably a good call here in that situation. Burnett sets in at the line, shooting 1-1. He sets in, takes a deep breath. The first one is up. No good. Rebound, C.J. Melton. Melton going the other way, gives it to Allison. Allison, right wing, driving in. Lost it, picked up by Shulman. Shulman gives it to Williamson. Williamson now fouled by Allison. And that'll be his fourth foul of the game. So Williamson will head to the line to shoot two. 1-1, excuse me. So Williamson sets in. The free throw, it's up, and it's good, and puts UEH now up 9 with 35.7 to go. So it seems like UEH is going to get out of here with a win and advance to tomorrow in the championship game. Melton, or he misses it, Melton the rebound. Melton kicks it outside to Robert Davis to Kevin Hill, left wing, in the corner of the three, airballs it, goes out of bounds, saved by Allen. Directly into the hands of Williamson, and UEH is in fact going to hold on and get this win. They've got 22 seconds, and the UEH crowd here knows it, and they're celebrating. The students, the fans, the band, going crazy for their Chargers. Williamson sets in at the line. The free throw, it's up, off the front of the rim, and in, puts the score 75-65 with 22.9 seconds to go. The second one is up and good for Williamson as well, makes it an 11-point game with 22 seconds to go. Melton has it for UWA, crossing midcourt, top of the key to Allison, puts up a three, no good, rebound Williamson, he's going the other way, top of the key, and he'll back it out, and he will hold on to it. UWA trying to foul, but Williamson, and now no foul is called. UAH holds on and gets the win, 76-65, and they knock off West Alabama, the regular season Gulf South Conference champions. Not necessarily in dramatic fashion, but UWA today just couldn't necessarily defend. And they take the loss 76-65. And now it falls into the hands of the NCAA Selection Committee. And the selection show will be Sunday night at 9:30 p.m. As UEH celebrates here on the floor. And again, UEH will play the winner of Union and Lee, and that game will be played tonight in about an hour, I believe. And so, I believe that will do it for us. This, again, a great crowd here for West Alabama. Unfortunate the way it turned out, but if this is, in fact, the last time that we'll be on radio with you, it's been a fun season. But we hope to do this again in the NCAA tournament. So, again, UWA falls to UAH here in the semifinals of the tournament, 76-65, and that's going to do it for us.